When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Today,
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by 4Hymns. Go to 4hymns.com/ghost.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Greetings and welcome to Spirits with Spirits with Real Ghost Stories Online. It's our Tuesday night live episode on Facebook. Thank you for joining us. The phone number 855-853-4802 normally, but tonight. Tonight, while we're doing this live, it's not.
Did you forget?
No, I was just saying it for the podcast listeners.
Okay.
But normally tonight, if you are watching this on Facebook Live, it's the phone number that is on your screen, which is 216-446-7810, 216-GHOST-10, if you'd like to use the numbers and look for the little tiny letters and spell it out that way.
So. Okay.
There you go. 216-GHOST-10. To call in your ghost story tonight, phone lines are open. Feel free to call in and share your real ghost story with us. We would love to hear it. That's why we do this this version of the show. It also gives us an excuse to drink well during the show as well. That's the other reason we do this this version of the show. Tonight, our spirit for Spirits with Spirits comes to us from Still Rides. Da-da-da-da! I thought you were doing
it. No, I'm handing it to you because it's closer to the camera.
I thought you were just being like...
I'm not a Vanna White.
Oh, come on.
No.
Still Writes from Fairborn, Ohio. Just it's like Dayton, right?
Is yeah.
That, okay. And they we have a spiced rum here from them today. And we have their straight bourbon whiskey for our two spirits this evening that we'll be enjoying throughout the broadcast. So I'm excited about these guys. Small batch distillery. Couple guys got together, thought, hey, let's do this. Let's do this right. Use locally sourced ingredients, and they've come up with quite a product.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned something by doing this show and trying all of these artisanal, regional, small batch products. They're so much better than the you know, just name brands that you've just gotten for years at the store because that's all you knew. It really makes a difference.
Yeah.
a tremendous difference in the quality of what you get. I've been very impressed. It's been kind of a neat little journey trying some of this stuff. So what do you want to try here first as we begin to listen to ghost stories? You want the rum or do you want the whiskey?
I'm going to try rum.
Okay, we're going to go with the rum from Still Rights. You can hear the little squeakage of the bottle as I take the cork out. Here you go.
Thank you.
Good?
Yes.
I was waiting for you to say when, but I don't know that was actually going to happen, but that's fine. So it has a great smell to it. And normally you think of spiced rum, you think of, like Captain Morgan or something, just as, you know, kind of being the ones that have been around forever. But this, it smells like, remember the little orange, yellowish butterscotch discs?
Yeah.
That's what this smell reminds me of.
It's great.
And the taste is very much of that. It's like a buttered rum type flavor. A little bit of, pepperiness to it, but it's good. Mm-hmm. It really is good. So thank you guys for being our spirit with spirit of tonight's episode. Phone lines, like I said, are open 216-446-7810, 216-446-7810 to call in your real ghost story live. We would love to hear it. Leave your questions for us as well on Facebook, and we will do our best to answer them as we go through. When I was driving today, I was thinking back to years ago when we started kind of doing intermittent Facebook Lives with our group here, and it was called like Ask Tony and Jenny or something of that nature, and that was all it was. It was questions and answers, and I thought, we really haven't thrown it out there of like just ask questions too.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions for us pertaining to the show or otherwise, that can be kind of fun. It kind of can create some interesting conversation. Feel free to throw that out there in the comments section as well. But if you have a ghost story, please do call it in. The phone line, like I said, it's open 216-446-7810 to do just that. Let's go to our first call of the show. Hi.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. This is Emily from California. I just wanted to send you in my story and see what you guys had to think about it. Back in August, my father-in-law committed suicide, and it was just, really unexpected. We were just all shocked and just couldn't even deal for a little while. But about a week after, I think it was a week after his services, I had a dream that he had come to me in like my fiance, and he was in our apartment that we were living at the time, and he hugged me and told me to tell him, my fiance, who was actually named after him, that everything was okay and that he was okay and not to be sad. And I've always had experiences in my life and stuff that have made me believe in the paranormal. And I remember that dream so clearly, and usually my dreams make no sense whatsoever. So to have such a clear, a clear idea of what was going, it just made too much sense. And I've never dreamt of him since at all, in any form at all. So it just makes me think that was a visitation dream. But the weird part was when I woke up, I remember feeling terrified and like I couldn't move, or like rather that I didn't want to move. If I moved, I would see something that I didn't want to see. And I just remember just frozen in bed, like just thinking, oh gosh, like something scary is there, something like, just evil is there. So it did not connect with the feeling I got from the dream whatsoever. So I was very confused. And I was just wondering, the only thing I can think of is if something evil that was there was like trying to attach itself to what was going on. That it like, it sensed something was going on there with, me and my father-in-law, and was like, oh, I'm going to, try to zone in on this and feed off of this energy that's going on. Because I don't understand why I would feel that evil presence there. It didn't make sense. So if you guys just give me your input, that would be great. Thanks. Hope to hear my story on the show sometime. Thank you.
Caller on the line that's calling in. Hang on one second. Let's talk about this story quick.
I hate to say this because it is so recent, but I wonder if whatever was plaguing him in life is still plaguing him. And that's what she felt.
I wonder just the dark energy, because it doesn't sound like he was, like a bad person to them or anything of that nature. So to have that energy suddenly there where he kind of came through to her, and then to have that also being there too, I think you're onto something.
Okay.
I would probably go down that route.
Yeah.
If I were to guess what was going on. Thank you for calling that in. Caller at 760. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Kate. I'm from Southern California.
Hey, Kate. Welcome to the show. You have a ghost story for us?
Yeah, a couple about me and my family's like haunted houses. I've only got a couple of my own house. One incident was about 10 years ago. I was playing video games in my parents' living room, and I heard my mom yell my name straight into my ear. And we're a pretty loud family, so it's not abnormal. So I turn around and yell back, like, "What? What do you want?" And then I realized she's not there. She hasn't been home all day. So that kind of made me uncomfortable, but I just, for some reason, went on with the rest of my day. And then about a week later, my sister had woken up and came and told me. She's like, "I was sleeping in the living room, and I swear, Mom yelled my name in the middle of the night, and I yelled back at her, and she didn't answer, so I get up, and she had been asleep, and I realized it was about 3 o'clock in the morning." So that's one creepy instance where I guess, like, something was imitating my mom. And we didn't realize that we both had the same experience until later. So that was kind of confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Another experience is in my sister's house that she moved into with her boyfriend. We both had a feeling the house was kind of spooked in a way. We always have those feelings when we walk into a place. And we both had the inkling that the front bedroom was haunted by a woman. And we just wouldn't go in there. And the whole time my sister lived there, that room wasn't used. It belonged to the ghost that lived there. But another ghost that we know was in her house, or spirit, was one time I was sitting the night at her house, and I was sleeping on the couch, and I was watching TV, and I swear I saw a man run out of the kitchen and, like, hit an invisible glass wall, like he couldn't leave the kitchen. And then I told my sister about this, and she said her friend told her the exact same thing. She said, "You know, Nat, there's a man in your kitchen." And so that's another creepy thing, that we all had the same feeling of who was where in her house.
I think that's a first for us to hear a story where someone had a spirit that they witnessed kind of run into their own restricted area.
Yeah, we've always suspected that they were bound by either the way, you know, things used to be or something like mm-hmm. that.
Do you know by any chance if where you saw him run into the wall, if at one point, you know, there was any signs of there being an actual physical wall there?
No, it's a galley kitchen, so it has, like, a pocket door.
Okay.
And it's always been like that. We know the house has had additions to it, like the room that we wouldn't go in, and it didn't belong to us. It belonged to the woman who, I guess, used to be there. That was the original master bedroom.
Okay.
And they added on different rooms in different parts of the houses. Like, there's a den where there's just room for, like, a smoking chair, and there's a fireplace mm-hmm. where there's something dark in that room, and we just don't talk about it, and we don't go in there. We just avoid that room altogether.
Wow. That's interesting. I've always wondered about that. It's kind of been a theory, but it's interesting to have an actual story to kind of back up that theory of they literally will run into the wall, even if it's not there. So thank you for calling in and sharing those stories with us tonight. Really do appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Phone number is 216-446-7810 to share your real ghost stories with us.
Hey, let me just say this, because I really wish these guys were around, oh, I don't know, 10 years ago. 66% of men, they start losing their hair by age 35 or sooner. Yes, I was in denial about it forever when I was in my mid-20s, and it's just like, no, I think I still have it. And I look in the mirror, I'm like, wait a second. When you start to notice hair loss, it's too late, okay? Take it from me. Reach out, put your hands on your head, guys. How much hair are you going to feel a year from now? Will it be business as usual? Well, it's much easier to keep the hair you have than replace the hair you've lost. Yes. So why is it then that guys turn to strange solutions or YouTube videos or whatever they found, or just do nothing at all like me, when they can actually turn instead to medicine and science? Tremendous steps have been made over the years in this department. ForHims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness. It's for men, okay? Medical-grade solutions, real doctors offering well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No herbal supplements. Prescription solutions are backed by science, okay? It's not just, and then I went to the drugstore and I mixed Captain Crunch and with this and I rubbed it on my head. No, it's legitimate stuff. No waiting room, no awkward doctor visits. Save hours. Just go to forhims.com, answer a few quick questions. Doctor will review and prescribe you directly to your door, okay? And right now, you guys, our Real Ghost Stories online listeners, get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5. Yeah, today, right now, while supplies last. Check out their website for full details, guys. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or the pharmacy. So it really is a good value. ForHims.com/ghost. ForHims.com/ghost. That's ForHims.com/ghost. Caller from Restricted. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Nita from Arizona.
Okay, good. My hand is on the drop button just in case. because your call came in as restricted.
I'm an EPP. I don't know why it's showing that.
I don't know. That's strange.
But anyway, I'm an EPP. I love you guys. You're great. Ooh. I had a story I wanted to tell you that happened a few years ago.
Okay.
And it has to do with the graveyard.
All right.
We have Rest Haven Graveyard Cemetery out here in Arizona. And so a friend of mine had passed away a few years, and it was his birthday. And my girlfriend and I were going out. We're in my brand new V28. And we drive into the cemetery. It's right before it's dark. And we're visiting with him, and he's got a really cool plaque and everything. And we're talking to him and everything. It was really kind of a sad moment. And then we're getting ready to leave. We both jump in the car, and my car will not start. It's a 60. So I'm thinking, okay, we'll push start it. Nothing. It's got a full tank of gas. My car will not start. And then so we take our cell phone and we're calling for help. Both of us knew, oh, our cell phones are completely full. Either one of the cell phones will work. We have to walk through the middle of the cemetery out onto the road. And where the road is, it's not a very nice area.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go through what they call the Pauper Cemetery, too. And by now, it's dark. And we have to use a payphone, which no one knows even work. Did you see they're all cut? And we have to call a friend. So he comes out to the cemetery to help jumpstart us or whatever, get the vehicle started.
Mm-hmm.
We get in. I give him the keys. I give Hans the keys. He starts it. It starts right up like nothing. Both of our phones are working. And we're just like, no way. We couldn't believe it, but we really feel like our friend was trying to keep us there to visit him in the cemetery. And it was just the strangest thing. So that's my story.
I would pull.
I just wanted to take that. I love you guys.
We love you too. Well, I would totally pull stuff like that.
You would?
I would totally. If I could suck the cell phones out of people's hands when my relatives are coming to visit me and they're sitting there texting or they're doing what, I'm not saying you're doing that, but I can picture my kids doing that someday where it's like, yeah, we're here to see dad. Oh my God. Did you get that new Minions game? And they're like 64, you know? let's go see Minions part 34, you know,
right?
That's how it's going to be. And suddenly they're talking like Valley Girls maybe when I'm dead and they're playing Minions and going to Minion 64, this is how life will be.
Okay.
They'll be different people.
Sounds good.
I will suck that cell phone dry.
I have more ghost stories, but I'll save them for another time, Tony.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and please do call in again in our next live show. We'd appreciate that.
Okay. Okay. I love you, Jenny.
Love you too. Bye.
Thanks for being an EPP. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Our phone number, 216-446-7810. If you call in and you're hearing the show, that's because you're on hold. So stay there, and we will we just kind of take our calls in the order in which they are received. Caller at 717. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
All right. What's your name?
My name's Eric.
All right, Eric. You got a ghost story for us tonight?
Yeah, well, some per se a ghost story, but it had to do with more like, you know, like I just read this, it was like research on, you know, spirits.
Okay.
And about how they now determine saying that there's a difference between, you know, spirits and shadow people.
Sure.
You know, I guess it was this research where I never really read too much about it, just about how like they're saying that, you know, I guess spirits are more just like lost. You know, lost and I believe they're just there.
Are you
saying that, you know, shadow people?
Are you asking like our opinion on it and what we think on it? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I would go down the road of saying that I don't think that there's really necessarily. I think they're both spirits. I think sometimes shadow people, quote unquote, are just, you know, the way that the spirit manifests itself, or that's essentially how bright its light is, and that's what is being seen. But I don't necessarily think that I personally, in my ghost family tree that is ever evolving, I don't really put shadow people into their own category of good or bad or that type of ghost or this type of ghost. I think it can be almost any type. It's just that's how either they're manifesting or that's how strong the senses are of the individual who is picking them up.
Yeah.
What would you say, Jenny?
No, I kind of agree. You know, I do think there are things, though, that portray as shadow people that aren't human ghosts.
Sure.
But, I don't think we can put them, like you said, all in one category or the other. I think it's a matter of they're tricky. They try to trick you if they, I think, aren't a human, a past human, and they're something else. They're trying to portray themselves as being a past human. But we've had plenty of ghost stories where shadow people are actually not bad. Mm-hmm. So it's really, it's difficult to say, but I think most of the time they're spirits too.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at with it all.
Yeah, with me, it's like, you know, I guess because, you know, I can't remember which, you know, show was that, you know, the series, the ghost series, but it was like the woman that was supposedly can see them or whatever, and then she goes to the houses, and then like it's like every episode had anything to do with shadow people, she always told the people they had to get out.
Okay.
Like saying they didn't, like saying just saying that they were really, really horrible and really bad, and they're ancient spirits.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's just someone's perspective and someone trying to make something really dramatic for television, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about that, too, about the television shows? How do you feel about that, though?
They have deadlines, they need to have audiences, and they need to make money. and that's the world of television, and that's kind of where I think it goes. I think a lot of the people on the shows are probably good people, but the way television works is sometimes you film a show and you have no idea what's going to hit the air until it actually hits the air. And it ends up being in the hands of producers quite often to get the episode done and the network saying, add this, add that to make the show as intriguing as it can possibly be. And you end up with things that end up getting kind of fluffed out, you know, out of proportion a bit. But I don't think it's necessarily, you know, the ghost hunters themselves that are of any sort of ill will in a lot of cases.
Okay. So another question, have you ever, met any people from any, like,
I've interviewed some here and there on the show over the years. I couldn't tell you. I don't remember who. I never like interviewed like any of the, I think the Ghost Adventures people. But there's so many ghost shows now.
Yeah.
I don't even know all the. I don't really watch them, but I know I've talked to some people here and there. I don't remember who though.
Okay.
So, but we have a new show. Yeah, sure. Sure, Jim.
A few questions, about you, like to know about you. So,
yeah,
so you're very interesting people and very cool people. So,
thank you. I appreciate that, and thanks for the questions tonight. Really appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. Bye bye. I have a new show. You might have seen it being posted here online the past couple of days. It's called The Grave Talks, and that is a show where it's all about interviewing people who have gone through tremendous haunting experiences. Totally separate podcast from this, but obviously I'm letting you guys know about it because this is where it all started. But that show is all about interviews with people. It's just a one-on-one show. It's called The Grave Talks. You can find it on Apple Podcasts. I saw Google Play was just added to today. It's getting out to all the platforms. It was launched literally yesterday. But climbing the charts nicely, thanks to your guys' comments and stars. So thank you so much for that if you've done that. If not, please do check it out and help us grow that new show called The Grave Talks. Look it up on its own page, press subscribe on its own page. And if you wouldn't mind, give us a couple stars there on, especially Apple Podcasts, because that's where a lot of podcasts get downloaded from. And that really drives a lot of the show. So if you could do that, it'd be greatly appreciated. And then, hey, email me after you do that, tony@realghoststoriesonline.com. And I will send you a bonus episode of the show that's not yet published. It won't be published for several months as a thank you for taking 3 minutes out of your day to do that. That's what drives that. That's what got this show started is you guys giving us reviews and saying nice things. And that's what told other people that we exist. So
and the more people that find us, the more stories we get.
Yep, exactly. So it's a nice, it's kind of like the cousin, the brother to this show,
yeah.
But it's its own little thing over there. So thegravetalks.com is the website if you want to check it out. Some really interesting interviews, 5 full episodes of that posted. Andrea Perrin is a brand new interview on there. Hinsdale House, the house at 702 in Watervliet.
Beatty Mansion.
Beatty Mansion. Those are the first 5. And the 702 house in Watervliet is a two-parter because it was such a good story.
Yeah.
And it's a long story, but it's one of the most compelling interviews I've ever done. So please do check that out. Okay. Caller that's been patient at 630. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi guys. My name is Beverly. I'm from Northern Illinois.
Welcome. Hi. Beverly. How are you doing?
Nervous.
Don't be nervous.
So I have two short stories. One was from my sophomore year of college. I went to Southern Illinois University.
Okay.
So the dorms there are pretty old. They were built back in the 60s. And I lived on the 15th floor of one of them. And so halfway through my first semester, my roommate had left and went back home due to family problems. And so I was alone in the room all the time. And I remember one specific day I was sitting on my bed and my roommate just had twinkle lights up. So it was really dim lit. So you couldn't see a whole lot in the room, but I was on my laptop working on a paper. And for some reason, I got really uneasy. And from the corner of my eye, and this is nuts, from the corner of my eye, I saw bare feet and they had dirt on them. And it was just nasty ass feet, and I couldn't get myself to look up to see what it was, and I just looked back at my wall and then looked back there, and then it was gone, and I don't know how to explain it. And then throughout that semester, my roommate's blankets on her bed, I would hear them moving in the middle of the night, and she wasn't there, so it was really weird. And we had curtains to close to our closets, and sometimes the closet curtain would just look got slapped.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really weird experience in that dorm room.
It sounds like it. You know, I wonder, do ghosts gravitate to manipulating fabric more than other things?
Maybe it's easier.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
You know, because we hear a lot of things of, it looks like on the bed they were sitting there, the curtains got rustled. That's my only true experience where I physically felt something on the other side of my dead cat, where I felt like it was jumping on my bed. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's something to that where if you were in a haunting situation, if you're in you're ghost hunting, you're doing whatever, they have the meters, they have a gazillion devices that I don't know the names of, just go to Johann Fabrics beforehand. Get yourself some fabric patterns of the era of the place you're investigating and see if it gets manipulated while you're in there.
I don't know anything about that.
That's my idea for ghost hunting. I'm going to go there with a flashlight, a tape recorder, and some fabric I bought right before.
Well, you know, maybe there's a reason forever ghosts, when people wanted to dress up as a ghost or a kid wanted to dress up as a ghost, what did they use? They used
a sheet. Yeah.
So maybe there's something onto that.
I think there might be something to it.
Yeah.
There could be. Thank you for calling in and sharing that story. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
See, wasn't that bad. Not, you don't need to be nervous. Have a great night. Our phone number is 216-446-7810, 216-446-7810, 216-GHOST-10 to share your ghost story with us. And if you have any questions for us about the show or otherwise, we can do Ask Tony and Jenny intermittently throughout the broadcast tonight. Just put it in the Facebook comments and we'll try and answer them as we go through the broadcast tonight. And if you won't mind, do me a favor, as we're doing this show live and you guys are watching it out there, Facebook, as you've seen people kind of do some extreme algorithm posts, like only 10 people are seeing my post now. That's not really quite true, but they have changed algorithms again. I can tell you this. So it's more difficult to find us when we post something. So please, if you could, press share on this video right now while we're live so other folks discover it. It will end up feeding it to existing people who like our show, who Facebook says, maybe you need to pay some money to reach them now. So if you could please do that, that will help us tremendously to make this an even better show this evening. Let's go to caller at 706. Hello, you are on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony and Jimmy, my name is Caleb, and I am calling from the mountains of Northeast Georgia.
Well, hello, Caleb. Hi. And welcome to the program.
Excellent. This is kind of fun for me. Honestly, I feel like I've been hanging out with you guys every morning for the past 3 years, so that's pretty cool.
So do we, which is really weird. I wake up every morning, and I have this dream. I'm in Caleb's kitchen in Northeast Georgia. He makes me a quiche every day.
God, Tony.
Every day.
I'll be honest with you, I've been having the same dream, so we should talk about that later.
Weird. Weird. We're going to make some pottery later.
I stumble up my words a bit. Pardon me. My wife and I are on our second bottle of wine. You understand?
So, go for it. Don't worry.
I want to tell you a creepy little story about our honeymoon trip to Savannah, Georgia back in 2011.
Okay. Let's hear it.
All right. Now, I know that you guys went to Savannah here a while back and had no experiences.
Yep.
But we had a tiny one. We went on a ghost tour one very cloudy, dark, rainy day. It was a very small tour, probably five people. Through, is it okay to name the landmark?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, it was the Sorrel Weed House. I think some people refer to it as the Pumpkin House because it's orange.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, that was the first haunted house we came to. We were like, let's go check this out. So we go through the tour. The first part of the tour is fun and creepy. There's some ghost stories here and there, but for the most part, it's a historical tour. The guy who was touring, he was probably in his late 20s. He was doing a great job. And then he said, all right, guys, it's time for us to go down to the cellar. So we go down there. Like I said, there's only about five or six people in this tour. And we look at some of the rooms. They have a camera set up to look at orbs, and that was fun. Everybody's having a good time. And we make our way to one of the rooms towards the back of the cellar, and the tour guide stops at the doorway and just kind of points to the room and gives a brief description and tries to move on. And I said, well, wait a minute. Can we go in here? What is this room? And he got very shaken. And he said, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm not going in this room. He said, I started here a few years ago, and I went in this room, and this room adjoins to another room. And when I had stepped through the doorway in that other room, I heard someone whisper in my ear that I needed to get out, and no one else was in there. And he was literally shaken. You could see it. And he said, ever since I had that experience, I don't take people in those rooms. And I said, well, is it okay if we go in there? Because, you know, I thought, I'm a big man. I can go in there.
Sure.
He said, if you want to, sure, I'll go. sure, whatever you want to do. So I was like, all right. So I took Shelly's hand, you know, new bride, trying to prove that I'm a man. So I take her hand, and we walk into the room, and it's creepy. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, well, there's nothing in here that's really creeping me out. And then we step foot into the adjoining room. And I kid you not, we stepped through the doorway, and immediately it felt like I was underwater. Like, it felt like I had, it felt like there was pressure on my chest and on my back, and there was an incredibly malignant presence in that room. I was feeling it, and I was holding her hand, and I looked over at her, and she just looked at me and said, can we get out of here, please? And I said, yes. So we immediately exited that room. And then the tour guide came up and brought the other people up to where we were. And then he commenced to explaining that that room where I felt the presence or the pressure and the malignant presence was actually the room where the original owner, who was a Civil War general, conducted his voodoo rituals. Because apparently he was really into voodoo. And he explained that he would do animal sacrifices in this room. And then he began to explain that the general's wife committed suicide right outside of that room because she found out that her husband was committing adultery with one of their servant girls, and that his two sons had gone and killed the servant girl, and the wife had killed herself because of everything that had happened right outside of that room. So obviously at this point, we're getting pretty sick to our stomach. We finally exited the cellar and we said goodbye to the tour guide. And that was the last ghost tour we took in Savannah during our honeymoon.
Yeah, I would have said so.
An eventful tour.
That says something when the supposed, you know, ghost tour guide gets pretty shaken, you know, because I bet you a lot of that is kind of staged, but then every now and then they run into stuff. But if something really shakes him up, then you know that that's not good.
Yeah, the tour that we went on when we were there, they were doing, oh, and when you take pictures of this tree where someone hung themselves, you'll get orbs in your picture. And it was because there was a street light there, and the way the light refracted in your camera, you got orbs, quote unquote. And it was just, it was a light refraction. I mean, and you could tell, but everybody's like, ooh, look, I got one. And that I'm not a huge fan of orbs just because I think that's 99% of what they are. I'm not saying they don't exist.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm just saying that I think quite often if you sit there, especially with digital cameras now, and if you can sit there and look into your viewfinder, you'll see your orbs.
Yeah.
In real time.
Yeah.
I can see being a lot more.
I completely agree.
Yeah. I can see being a lot more questionable before live digital viewfinders. You're just getting stuff on Kodak and you're getting it back going, oh my God, look at that. You had no idea that the refraction is even there until, you know, 1 hour photo is over. So it's interesting. That sounds like a fun ghost tour.
That was a great story.
Yeah. Yeah, we had nothing really.
Yeah, it was a good trip, definitely.
We had no ghosts there. We were harassed by a gentleman who wasn't very well off at the moment and wanted to rob us and kill us.
He told us he's going to kill us. That was fun.
Yeah, right. We were like, you got any money? No, I'm sorry. I'm going to kill you in your sleep. Like,
no,
welcome
I think
to Savannah where the play is play.
His words were, I'll slit your throats later.
Even nicer, yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, this seems like a lovely.
There was actually, this is not part of the ghost story, but we had gone to River Street because we were staying in the Victorian district.
Uh-huh.
And we walked all the way to River Street, which for anyone who is listening who doesn't know, that's completely across town.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that River Street, oh my gosh, it's getting late. We got about 5 minutes before dark. So we started walking back, and it was a 30-minute walk.
Yeah.
So about halfway, or not even halfway back, it was pitch dark. So we had to walk through Savannah in the pitch darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And we experienced some very creepy undead people.
Yeah, I was much more concerned about the living than I was the dead. Walking back to the hotel that night, and it is a lovely town, but you know, I don't know. I mean, I just felt like if you were not on that main little drag there, where all the parks and historic, yeah. You go one block off of that. And it's questionable at best sometimes.
Yeah, agreed.
But it is lovely.
Definitely.
But
well, that concludes my story.
Thank you for calling in and sharing. We greatly appreciate it. Enjoy your third bottle of wine.
Oh, will do. It was excellent hanging out with you guys for real.
I appreciate it. Call back in again sometime, okay?
Will do. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, have you guys checked out this other podcast yet? These guys are supporting our show today. Two Girls, One Ghost. It's a new podcast hosted by Connie and Sabrina. It's not what you think. Or is it? It's not. It's a paranormal comedy podcast. Hosts bring in new haunting tales every single week. In fact, I think they've actually written into this show before, if I remember right. If you're planning on a hike, not anymore. What about a trip abroad? You may want to rethink that. Pack your sage sticks and prepare to find your favorite pizza places anything but family friendly. It's a cool show. They talk black-eyed kids, shadow people, haunted prisons, exorcisms, visits from family members and pets and everything in between. The best part, the ghost who continually interferes with their recording. Or it could just be Leah the cat. You decide. Join them every single Sunday as they scare themselves or each other and you with a new episode every week. If you have a ghost story of your own, you can even send it to them. 2girls1ghostpodcast@gmail.com. And you just may hear your story on their next Encounters episode released bi-monthly in addition to the weekly episodes. 2girls1ghost available now on Apple Podcasts and all other listening destinations. See you on the other side.
All right, 216-446-7810 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Should we break into our next bottle here of Still Rights?
Okay. Yeah, we should.
Chunk. Area code 269, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Southwest Michigan.
Hey, Michelle.
I've been listening. Hey, how are you, Tony and Jenny?
Great.
Good.
I will try to make the story as quick and concise as it can.
Okay.
It can get a little long-winded, so I'll try to cut it back as much as possible. My daughter and I have been listening to your show for probably 2.5 years, and we just love you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My story starts way back in 1942. It's my mom's story. And it kind of ends up being my story. It's almost exactly 50 years to the month. I'm going to preface this by saying that my grandmother and grandfather had 14 children together. They were a very Franco-Catholic family.
Mm-hmm.
And people have always just told me how much I look like my mother. And so this will make sense at the end of the story. So back in 1942, I think it was, my mother was 16. She was one of the oldest children. And so she took care of the majority of the younger ones. Her best friend was her younger sister, Winnie. And they were getting ready to go out. I think it was like to the American Legion or someplace. They were going to go out drinking and dancing. And again, this is back in the 1940s. And my mother was rocking the youngest child in the rocking chair. And the reason I'm sharing all of this is this was like her best friend. And she loved her dearly. And anyway, she was rocking the youngest child in the chair. All of a sudden, she gets this premonition. She sees her favorite sister lying in a casket in a white gown. Well, it scared her. She got up. She went into the room with everybody else. And time passes. She is done taking care of the kids and everything, and she and her sister and a couple of brothers go in the truck. They go out. They go drinking. They go dancing. They stopped by my aunt's house during the interim of all of this, and she said, I just kept feeling like either God or a spirit or something was separating me from my sister because I kept wanting to get to her after, you know, all the emotion of this premonition she had. And it's almost like God or the spirit was saying, she is mine now. And they get in the truck and they go back. They start heading back. Of course, the guys were drinking too. A car accident happens. And my aunt is thrown from the vehicle. And long story short, they bring her home. Of course, there's 14 kids. You think, how are we going to afford to buy something special to lay her in? But unknown to my mother, my grandmother had bought a white gown so that all the girls would have something special to wear for their Catholic confirmation. So there was my aunt lying in a casket with his white gown on. Well, that kind of stunned my mother and kind of caused a lot of anxiety for her. And my mother would tell me this story from time to time throughout my life. And I always wanted this connection with her, with my aunt. I somehow, because my mother loved her so much, I somehow like wanted a piece of her.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had had my child 50 years later in 1992, and it was in the fall, which was when my aunt died. And I'm from Northern New England, so we would heat by wood, and I got this load of wood delivered to my house. And the guy looked at me and he said, what is your name? Who is your mother? What was her maiden name? And he said, you look just like your mother. And he said, I used to go dancing with your Aunt Winnie. And I somehow got the connection that the last time he ever saw my aunt was when they had their last dance together. That was their last time together.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I got something special. Like 50 years later, it came full circle, and I got that special connection with my aunt. So
sure.
That's my story.
And I think that happens quite often. I think sometimes, you know, there's obviously horrible things that happen like that in families. And oftentimes, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to it. But sometimes there is that full circle moment where there's a connection made later, which kind of helps bring some closure, bring some peace to the situation.
It does. And it means the world to you when you're able to realize that this happened for a reason and probably was guided a little bit from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. So thank you for letting me share that with you.
Thank you so much.
You.
We appreciate you sharing your story with us tonight. Thanks for calling in. Have a great night. The phone number is 216-446-7810, 216-GHOST-10, to share your real ghost stories with us. I want to try and go back here to some of the questions that have been asked throughout the evening on
Let's
Facebook.
Do a shot and answer a question. I'm joking.
Take a big one for. I'm kidding. I don't even have
just
one yet.
Just a sip.
And by the way, the phone line is open if you do want to call in. I'm just trying to find some. Jenny, love that light fixture. Wrong live podcast for decor talk. I know, says
well,
Kathleen.
Thank you.
And that used to be in our dining room, right?
It was. And it was shiny brass. And I painted it and put kind of industrial bulbs in it and moved it down here.
No, it was like Rust-Oleum.
Yeah.
Paint, right?
Yeah, just oil rub bronze Rust-Oleum paint. And you can find those light fixtures at garage sales nationwide because everybody's getting rid of their 1992 light fixtures.
Yeah, yeah. And it's easy to make that into something really cool. Another interesting fact about where that light is placed, it used to be centered over our pool table, which used to be right where we are sitting.
Yeah.
And then we decided, hey, we're going to make this set for this show in here and build this bar. We left the light fixture there while we were building this wall behind us. And once we kind of got the bar in here and the fixture was still there, the intent initially was to take it down and...
And relocate
it. Yeah, relocate it someplace else, kind of figure out some different lighting. And it was just like, that's really neat at the end of the bar. It's just... It just fits. So it stayed. So
yeah.
It's kind of, it all kind of came together. Do you have a pet squirrel? Says Sergio.
No, but we name the ones outside. The one I see every morning when I come home from dropping the girls off, I've named Earl. And I don't know if it's the same squirrel or not, but there's always one in our front yard right when I get home. And he like jumps onto the oak tree like he's playing a game with me.
Is Earl still there?
I have not seen Earl in a little while, and that might be our neighbor's fault.
Our neighbors put up squirrel traps.
This is great.
In their front yard. Now,
this is karma. This story is karma.
We are in a forest. Are we technically like in the Mark Twain Forest?
We are in the Mark Twain National Forest.
We are physically in it. And you got squirrels. There's really no way you're going to eradicate the species, nor would I think you want to. I mean, if they're getting into something, that means seal it off better. That's how that works. They seem to have had the idea that if they put two squirrel traps, or really just small animal traps in their front yard with a couple pieces of plywood next to them.
And these were live catch traps.
Yeah. That the squirrels... would just go in there, not jump over the like 2 inches of plywood. It would just lead them right into the traps.
Yeah.
Now, I think day one they got one, and I think that was about it, because they were empty for a long time, and it just looked like, what are you doing in your front yard? It's kind of like the ship is sinking. Let's bail it out with a Dixie cup.
Yeah, kind of, pretty much.
It's like this is not going to work. And so they sat there empty for about a month or two. I never really saw much in there. Just kind of chuckled as the squirrels like also, I think, chuckled and
jumped over the wood. We saw them do that.
Jumped over the wood, threw sticks at the trap to trigger it. They would do all sorts of stuff. And until one day, last week,
this was funny.
Mr. Armadillo finds his way into one of the traps. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Armadillo is something you don't really want to touch. Unless you have a hankering to get some leprosy in your life.
They carry it. Or they can. I don't know that all of them do, but being from Texas, you don't touch them because you can get that.
Shortly thereafter, the traps were taken down.
And I don't know how they got rid of the armadillo or what they did to it, but I think they decided they weren't in the business of trapping animals anymore.
So. Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah, that's like a skunk would have maybe been the worst thing you could have gotten, but an armadillo is pretty close.
I think I would have been really kind of pissed if they caught a skunk and then it peed all over the front yard, because it's like literally within, I think it probably would have been in spraying distance of our yard.
They don't spray that like pee. It shoots from glands. It's not it's not pee. Their pee doesn't reek.
But does their spray projectile shoot?
I think it can. I don't know.
Well, I think that's certainly within still within distance of our yard then, if it's still coming out of the same orifice.
It just sharts out skunk juice at you. That's how that works.
Jenny, the expert on skunk glands.
No. Skunk glands.
You never knew all this stuff that she knew. You never, ever knew.
Okay.
Have you ever tried a chocolate peanut butter porter, says Daniel. No, I have not. You know, I enjoy beer. The more chocolatey, the more desserty it gets, I think the less I like it.
Yeah, me too.
I like Guinness because it's like drinking tar.
I hate Guinness. And half my family's Irish. I should love Guinness.
You should. Let's see here. What other questions do we have? Mari says, oh my God, I love Minion Rush 2. That's the game that Harper plays all the time. Do you guys have Instagram or Snapchat? Yes, we do, Pat. So you can find... I had a sheet in the studio that said what the exact names were, but look up Real Ghost Stories Online on either.
Yeah.
And you should be able to find us. Love Grave Talk. Lots of people like the Grave Talks. Thank you guys for that. Thank you guys for subscribing over there. Have either of you been to Gettysburg?
No, I want to, but I'm afraid to. And I have so much respect. I love Civil War history. I would love to go there, but I'm pretty sure that if I do, I will have an experience, and I just don't know that it's a good idea for me to go in there.
From what I understand, they're not allowing ghost hunters in there anymore.
I don't think you need to hunt when you go there.
No, but they used to like let groups and stuff go in there at night and investigate. I talked to somebody actually the other day on the Grave Talks, and they were talking about how that they're just no longer doing that anymore.
Well, I think it's better to focus on the history of what it is, because it's just kind of the whole draw there has gotten to be more of a paranormal tourism thing than a respect for what it is.
Sure. Which, who would have thought that would ever be a thing? That's
paranormal tourism?
Yes. I am amazed by this concept. And this is really in the last 5-10 years. Mm-hmm. I think more so the last five. Because... you know, with Real Ghost Stories Online, I never really been seeking out many interviews. Every now and then, I would, you know, as you guys, if you've listened for a long time, you've heard them on the show. But when I would, you know, do a little research to find something on a building or a place or something, I do not recall, you know, a couple of years back when I was doing more of them for this show, ever seeing like, and spend $200 to spend the night at our haunted place that we bought. Now, as I'm doing, obviously, because the other show's all interview based, research for locations to talk to people about, there are so many.
Yeah.
It's almost, you got a haunted place, you can make some money. I mean, you need to obviously keep the lights on and keep it like safe to enter, which I think a lot of the dollars actually go towards that in most cases.
Sure.
Just maintaining the structure. But it's an interesting thing. When I first started really hearing about it more the last couple of weeks, I didn't really know what to think about it or how to feel about it. Because I was like, well, you know, does it kind of make it almost into, you know, like the freak show, quote unquote, you know, where it's like, let's go look at the dead people.
It's come full circle because some of those places, the haunted places that people go because they want to have an experience are asylums. And you know, at the turn of the, you know, 20th century, people would go to the asylums to see the insane. And that was like, you know,
there's no Netflix.
No, I mean, the way we go to zoos, people used to do that.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It makes you wonder, are these spirits already prepared for that because they have been through it once?
Although I had a talk today with someone about this concept, and it kind of made me change my thought process a little bit, or maybe see it from a different perspective, where they're operating an old hospital. And the hospital, this one specifically, it's in Washington State, and it will be on one of the next 2 or 3 episodes of the Grave Talks. It had a really good reputation when it wasn't in business, when it existed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't one where it was like, oh my gosh, you know, it wasn't like the one in Long Island where they had the documentary about, what was that documentary?
Cropsey.
It wasn't Cropsey.
Okay.
It was very much, it was a small community. The community embraced the people who were there. It was really nice. Mm-hmm. It was happy. It was, we want to help you and have you make you feel like you're part of the community,
sure,
even though this is, you know, the home that you go to get the care that you need. So it was well operated. It was a happy place, but obviously a lot of people passed in this, building. And then it sat abandoned for several years. And then the city ended up, getting involved with it. And they're like, well, what are we going to do with this thing? And the person who I talked to said, there's paranormal tourism. And the city thought she was kind of nuts, but she's like, just hear me out. let's try this. Got it going, and now it's become a very hot destination for people to go in and investigate. And what she's discovering, and what the hunters who have gone in there have discovered, is that the people who are there are not necessarily seeking to go towards the light. They're not seeking to find a new home or get some sort of dire message out. They're just there, and it's their happy place. They want to be there. They ask them questions like, if so-and-so comes in here and continues to keep this place up and turns it into a brewery or turns it into this or that, would you want to stay here? And with the equipment that they have and the questions that they're answering, the answers are a resounding yes. And these things, or these ghosts, these entities, these people, they seem to be very much at peace and very happy there. So it kind of makes me think, okay, had it not been for this concept now of paranormal tourism and being able to go in and save some of these places that very likely would have just been demolished, you know, maybe best case scenario, it does turn into something else. But a majority of them, I think, the first thought is it's too far gone to do anything with. But you get people excited about it. And sometimes just being able to maintain the taxes on the property and keep some sort of, you know, semblance of safety there. A lot of them don't even have electricity, but it's safe enough to go into. Without those dollars, these places would be gone. And if these places are gone, these presences, these spirits don't have a home either. So it kind of makes me think, in some cases, maybe not all, but in some cases, it's helping.
Yeah. I would have never thought of it that way. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to think about when we talk about that stuff. Interesting story. Stacy says she was staying at a hotel, a water park hotel in a large city. Hotel we've stayed at several times, not far from here. They were both awakened in the middle of the night when they felt jumping on their bed. Initial thought was that a spring broke, but she's not exactly sure. Another listener says, brother used to work at the same place and heard several stories from coworkers.
Is that...
Don't say the name, but...
No, I was going to ask if it was in vicinity of a different water park that had recently closed.
Recently closed? Closed a ride?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't close down. They just closed the ride.
They closed the ride?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to get a good night's sleep in those places anyway, because the kids are so excited, you know, whether they're alive or dead, they're all happy to be at the water park.
I think we got moved to our room there once, didn't we?
We did, because it sounded like they were fucking bowling upstairs. It was insane. It's like these kids must weigh 300 pounds or they've got bowling balls. I don't know.
You almost made me do a bourbon neti pot there.
Sorry. It did, though. It was terrible.
Stacy also says maybe it's all the taxidermied wolves haunting it. Karma.
Yep.
Yeah, I could see that. I like that, Stacy. Thank you for that. Let's see. I think I've gotten a lot of the questions. Earl the Squirrel.
Love Earl. Yeah.
People like the light fixture idea. Caleb says he's on to wine bottle number 3.
Good job, Caleb.
He was talking with us earlier. You know, it is Tuesday, so
hey, it might be his Friday. You don't know what his week shift is.
I'm just pointing out the obvious, because sometimes you get going and you're like, it's Saturday night. Wait a second. It's not. I'm just pointing it out. I'm just trying to be helpful. Love the glasses, says Rebecca. Jenny.
Oh, thank you. I didn't take them off tonight. My headache was just kind of kicking in, so I needed my glasses.
So there you go. Those are the questions for us this evening.
Okay.
I think we've answered anything. Anything else you'd like to share with the world?
Not right now.
There's a great line coming up in an episode of our show that we recorded earlier today. It's the episode that will air not next Monday, I think the following Monday or Tuesday.
I thought you were going to have to stop rolling tape because you weren't going to hold it together.
My stomach hurt so much. I was laughing so much. It was...
Don't ruin it.
I can't just say it?
No.
Okay.
It has to be in context and let them find it. It's an Easter egg. Let them find it.
It involves a buffet restaurant of the 80s. It involves role playing and
paranormal.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Normal activity. It's a classic Jenny line that you're going to want to hashtag as a shit Jenny says. But it's coming up in about a week or two on the show. So don't miss that. It's good. So that wraps up. And if you're listening to the podcast, it was on yesterday's episode. If you're listening to this later.
Yes.
Not watching this live. It was on yesterday's episode.
I'm sure they will remember.
So you know what I'm talking about. All right. That's going to wrap up our Facebook Live here for tonight and Spirits with Spirits for Tuesday night. Join us, of course, every Tuesday on our Facebook page for this very episode where you can ask us questions and call in your ghost stories live. Thanks to everybody who called in tonight. We do greatly appreciate it. And thanks to Still Writes for being our spirit this week. All right. If you like the show, become an EPP. Sign up.
Yeah. What? Flask.
Oh, yes. One more thing. I got to show you this. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
I got a full box of these in the mail today. We asked you, I think it was last week.
It was last week.
My gosh, this was a quick company. Mm-hmm. We asked you last week what you thought we should be getting for our next kind of promotional thank you item when you sign up for a yearly EPP membership. And this is what you guys decided on. I'm trying to get into the light there. Look at that. It gleams with light. It's a spirit. We have a name for it yet, even? We had great ideas last week.
We did have great ideas.
I got to look back as to what the ideas were. It's a flask. We're going to come up with a more creative name for it with our logo on it, something with spirits. But this will be the new thing in a couple of weeks here when you renew your yearly EPP membership. And if you're going to renew before then, go ahead and renew. Just let me know and I will still get this to you. You can make that a nice little thank you gift for being an EPP for yearly EPP subscriptions at ghostpodcast.com. I'll put that option up there very soon. But like I said, if you're renewing between now and you don't see it up there, just renew. And when it does go live, just shoot me an email and say, hey, I just renewed. Can I get that flask? And yes, I will. I'll get that out to you. So that's coming up in the coming weeks. So
there you go. To further help you get you through your work day.
Or to get you through our show sometimes when it's like, oh my God.
I know.
So there you go. I'm listening to ghost stories. You're like sitting in your cubicle and it's
right next to your bunk bed bell.
You got your bunk bed bell over here. You got your iPod, your earbuds in and you're sipping your sips here. It's just coffee. No, it's just coffee. Sure will fly real. What is the bell and why are you not doing work? What's going
on? Why do you dig a bell and then take a sip? What
exactly.
is that?
Yeah, what's going I'm making life better for everyone. There you go. All right. Until next time. Thank you, guys. Sign up to be an EPP, ghostpodcast.com. Sign up for the yearly membership and we'll get you one of these. Just email me, tony@realghoststoriesonline.com when you sign up for the yearly membership and I'll get a flask out to you. Or you can claim a bunk bed bell. I have a couple hundred of those yet to give away too. So whatever you like, we will get to you. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thank you for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Good night.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.